Welcome into the End the Money podcast for Friday, April 19th at Keeneland. Tom Leach along with Jim Goodman, Keeneland's Director of Wagering Development, as we take a look at the late pick four on the Friday card, which includes the Grade 3 Bear Double Dog Dare Stakes for fillies and mares four and up at a mile and a 16th. We'll start there, Jim, with the stake. It's the third leg of the pick four, race nine. Not a big field, but looks like a talented group. Where did you land?
Yeah, I think so. The way the track has been playing, I almost singled Loved for Brendan Walsh. This mare ran last April at Keeneland, wire to wire, 11.5 length victory, and then followed that up with allowance win at Churchill and an offshore claimer at Ellis, and led the Molly Pitcher at Monmouth last July, right down to the stretch, and got beat 4.5. But she's going to get the lead here. She's the quickest filly. She's been off since July, though, so that was kind of one of those things that if she needs a race and at a mile and a 16th, she might just be a little bit short. So I use the other two logical horses in here, Scylla for Bill Mott and Javier Castellano, 93 Buyer, first time out at Gulfstream, a nice improvement over her three-year-old year, and building on that, she got beat by a net, but that's the first race for 9 months of her on her record, and then she needed that race to get ready for this one, and she fits well in here. I would not be shocked if she runs Loved down in the stretch. And then I also used Raging Sea for Chad Brown and Flavian Pratt. First time out as a four-year-old and cutting back from a mile and an eighth. This filly went a mile and an eighth the last three races at Keeneland, Saratoga, and Aqueduct, and she won a mile and an eighth race at Keeneland back in October with a 91 Buyer, and Pratt was aboard that day. So Raging Sea has got to be used in here. So if I didn't single Love because of the speed, I have to use all three of those. I think that does get you through the third leg of the pick four, however. Saddle Up Jesse, some back class, but just can't quite match the speed figures. I would be surprised, but Ired Ortiz at 6-1 is enticing as well. But I'm going to stick with those three.
I can't really add a whole lot to what you just said. I would just say amen to everything you just said, probably. The only thing I would add.
You sound just like my wife. She says amen to everything I say to
you. Yeah, I bet. I would add one thing, and that is that the Godolphin runners at all different levels have all been firing. So Loved just adds to the appeal for Loved, and that's through different trainers for the whole stable. So Loved for me over Scylla and Raging Sea as well. Let's jump back to race seven where the pick four starts, the late pick four. It's an allowance race on the turf, 5.5 furlongs, four-year-olds and up, and I didn't try to go for a price here. The four-horse Olympic runner at 12-1 for Mark Cassie. The horse has a nice draw there in the four hole for one of these turf sprints, has run well in turf sprints, and a lot of graded stakes experience for this runner. And I just thought he's been really battle-tested, and I didn't have a strong opinion on the favorites, so went a little price shopping and found myself on Olympic Runner. Axthelm has a 96 Buyer, but I think this is a better group than he beat last time. You do get Jose Ortiz, and he has been on fire, had three wins on the Wednesday card. So he's riding really well. So I got Axthelm next. Outlaw Kid has four wins from 11 starts. The layoff's the question there. Oceanic, the 10, five starts at Keeneland with a win, a second, and a third. So likes it here. And then Ambivalent, I thought, was a little intriguing at, think of it, 15-1, just off a decisive victory last time out. So I didn't have a strong opinion, clearly, in this race, so I ended up looking for a price. How'd you see it?
I had a similar opinion. Olympic Runner is the long shot I'm throwing into the pick four. I thought he fits in here coming off those graded stakes efforts where he was very competitive, especially in the turf sprint at Kentucky Downs last September. But I went with Oceanic, and if you draw a line through his effort at Turfway last time out, when he went off at about 7-1, optional 50,000, second time on the synthetic, and didn't really fire. But if you draw a line through that one, the last three races for this horse are 99, 98, 97 Buyers, including the Neartic at Woodbine, only finished seventh, which looks terrible. Got beat by half a length. So it's half a length between first and seventh at Woodbine in that race, and get a 97 buyer. Obviously, the winner would have gotten a 98. So the other thing about Oceanic is two of his best races have been at Kingman. Excuse me, in the Shakertown last year, only got beat by three quarters of a length with a 98 buyer. And then in the Woodford in October of 22, had a 100 buyer at Kingman. So likes Kingman, in good form, scratched through the synthetic race. I think Oceanic at 6-1 is a real bargain. And Jordan Blair usually fires here. He's 24% for the year. So 6-1 on Oceanic. Going to use three of the other horses you mentioned. Olympic Runner is my long shot in here. And I'm going to use Outlaw Kid for George Weaver and Axe Down for Sassy Joseph, who usually brings him up here ready to run. So same four horses that you mentioned in your top four, but I'm going to take Oceanic on top.
Moving on to race eight, it's a first-level allowance on the main track at a mile and a 16th, four-year-olds and up. You've got a heavy favorite there in Dreamlike. I'm going to try to beat Dreamlike, mainly because of the fact that he comes from off the pace, and I think that could get compromised at a mile and a 16th with the short stretch. Same for Cagliostro, off since September. Cherie DeVoe certainly can get one ready, but this horse showed promise at three, but going from the 10 hole and coming from off the pace, I'm going to try to beat him with both of those, with the four Havildar for Dutro. Much improved in the first start for the Dutro barn, and this horse has better tactical speed, better post-draw than the Cagliostro, so I'm going to, on those angles, try to get a little bit of a price here with the four, but I'll use all three in the pick four. How'd you see it?
You know, we're either going down in flames or we're going to be really good, because I have the same three horses. excuse me. Cagliostro, I think, has the class to win this race, but the 10 hole is a problem in a mile and 16th, and it's been off since September. Dreamlike is 4-5, and I'm like you. The style doesn't fit the race. He may just be so much better than these, but I'm going to try to beat him with the same two horses. Havildar for Dutro, 88 buyer, first time out at Santa Anita, has a little more positional speed than Dreamlike. What I can't figure out in this race is who is going to get the lead. And it probably is going to be Brigade Commander for Dallas Stewart, but I don't think that he has the class to hold off all three of these. So I'm going to go with the same three that you did. If you like Dreamlike, excuse me, you can single, but there's going to be no value there, and I think he's vulnerable at 4-5.
Let's move on to race 10, the last leg of the late pick four. 1 mile turf race, allowance 4 and up, and I wouldn't be surprised if we're fishing in the same spot here. Who'd you land on?
I don't know. I'm fishing in a lot of spots here. I thought this was very balanced among the top four or five horses. Northern Invader is the favorite at 9-5 for Cherie DeVoe, but is hung outside in a mile turf race. I think may get used up getting over to the rail, but as you mentioned before, Jose Ortiz is riding lights out right now. He is the leading rider with 11 wins through yesterday. But I'm going to play other horses in here, hoping to beat Northern Invader. You can single Northern Invader. It'd be a really cheap ticket, but I've got four others. Baloney for Chad Brown, and Irad Ortiz on the rail is live in here, coming off a effort at Gulfstream and an optional 62,000 claimer. Before that, raced in Graded Stakes Company at Belmont. Wonderful Justice beat Northern Invader last time out, finished second at Fairgrounds, and Flavian Pratt takes the mount for Brad Cox. Loyal Company for Brendan Walsh at 10-1 for Gaffleon. Very enticing price. Horse only got beat by three lengths last time out in a 7.5 furlong at Gulfstream. And then DeBob for Edward Vaughn and Adam Bashiza. Horse raced in Great Britain last year, but has come through in decent efforts in the States in tough spots. And we mentioned that the Arctic race at Woodbine, this horse comes out of the same race and had a 97 buyer, got beat by a neck and finished fourth. And Big Invasion and Ice Chocolate finished first and third in that race. That's a really key race coming back. Did not run Holiday Cheer at Turfway, but a draw line through that synthetic effort. And on the turf in the Arctic, DeBob fits very well in here. So I'm going to go five deep. I think you got a shot to beat Northern Invader, but maybe you went light in here.
A little lighter than you did. I ended up with Balloony on top. I like those Gulfstream shippers in this level of race. This horse, I thought, faced a stakes quality group in that first race off the layoff. So I'm taking that one on top. Wonderful Justice, I took next, third off the layoff, and has been much improved in these first two starts back from the break for Brad Cox. And then Northern Invader, for all the reasons that you mentioned. And I'm just going to stop there. And when we get to the pick, well, we're at the pick four, time to construct the tickets. So I ended up with a $54 ticket of 4-6-7-10 with 3-4-10 with 1-3-4 with 1-3-11. 4 by 3 by 3 by 3. But what I'm going to suggest that you do is look at those last three legs and take and single the top horse. So you'd do three different pick four tickets. And you'd single the top pick, the four in the eighth race, and then take all the others that I talked about. Then on the next ticket, take the four in the ninth race and all the other ones around it. And then in the tenth race, take the one and all the other ones around it. And if you hit all three, going to pay a heck of a lot more than it would be on the $54 ticket just using them all straight across. Now, you got to be right at least once in those last three races. If you're right twice or if you're right all three times, you could get a nice extra bit of payoff there because I just couldn't find a single anywhere. So like that's probably the smartest way to construct the ticket. But for the purposes of our work, I'll go 4 by 3 by 3 by 3 for $54. How about you?
I have a $90 ticket, which is a little more expensive than I like to spend, but I couldn't narrow any of them down less than threes, similar to what you had. So I went 4-6-7-10 with 3-4-10. With 1-3-4, with 1-3-5-6-11 for a $90 ticket.
It's a really intriguing card. Again, we couldn't find any singles, but some really well-matched races among a handful of horses in all of these spots. Jim, we've been doing a daily double each day with the 15% takeout that's been so popular in the daily double bet this spring. What's your best daily double play for Friday?
Okay, I'm going to take my two top picks out of the seventh and eighth races. So I'm going to do Oceanic, the 10 horse, in the seventh. And I'm going to key that horse with Dreamlike, the favorite, in the eighth race, the 3 horse. But I'm going to also use Havildar, which is the one that I think has a shot to pull the upset. So that $10 double cost you $20. But if you've got a 6-1 in the first leg and a 6-1 in the second leg, that double's going to pay close to $100. So that would be a nice way to get you going for the last race and then have a little money for Saturday's card as we look at that.
I am going to go to the very first race and play a double, two horses in the first with two horses in the second. I've got a price horse and a favorite that I like in each one of the spots. So I'm going to take Lina and Greyhound Station, the 4 and the 8 in the first race. And then I'm going to use the 11 and 9, Cowboy Cash, the price horse, and Beer Run, those two in the second leg. So 4-8 with 11-9, $5 doubles there would only cost you $20. The Turf Pick 3 on Friday's back. It starts in race number 5, and I will make a note of something in there if you're playing that Turf Pick 3. It's a horse named Greek Order that was in our one of our late Pick 4 discussions last week when all the rains were at hand. And Greek Order, that was telling you that the folks at Judmont were really eager to run Greek Order over here in the States because several members of this horse's family had done well shipping over to America. So Greek Order's back in and should get to run on the turf in that fifth race on the Friday card. So pay close attention to that one. Best of luck with your wagers on Friday, and we'll be back for the Saturday edition of the In the Money podcast with two stakes to talk about. We're Jim Goodman. I'm Tom Leach. Good luck today, everybody.